Welcome everyone and welcome back to Grounded. This is Anna
and April,
and we have a special guest today. Ooh. Everyone meet our friend Bree.
Hello.
And she's awesome. We hang out with her pretty all once in a while, but when we do hang out, it's like everything just is played again.
Well, we have those kinds of conversations where like we'll just be real and not be, I don't know, scared of what someone will think. Like, it's such an awesome space. I feel
really authentic conversations about everything that's going on with our lives.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And just no limits or no caps on the shares. And we're all together today because we've just come out of our friend Ali's
first year anniversary of her business,
as well as a couple of other businesses that shared that event. And it was really interesting because something happened this morning or like lunchtime today that I thought would be really worthwhile sharing about on the podcast, because I bet that it's something that a lot of other people experience. And I know some people don't, as we have established. Anna, for example, does not necessarily have the same experience. Bree kind of has the same experience. And I wanted to talk about it because I thought, I wonder,
So what happened this morning? Okay. Paint the picture for
everyone. So what happened was, knowing we had this event today, it was always like in my mind, like, yep, that's Sunday, 1 p.m. Like, that's just, that's happening. I've said I'm going, that's what's on my Sunday. And then it got to the time, like this morning, where I was like pottering around, just doing some stuff at home. And then, I don't know, I think I was just like maybe scrolling through social media or doing something really boring and just not, I don't know, getting myself ready. And it got to the point where I'm like, I now only have like half an hour to get ready. And then I started convincing myself, like, oh my God, I shouldn't go, I don't know. And I noticed that I always do this because I was actually just concerned. I knew that there'd be Bree and Anna at this event, but other than that, like when there's events that I go to or anything, like a birthday party, any kind of event, like I'll feel really worried and concerned about just rocking up in general. And then it like impacts everything. Like I'll try on different outfits and be like, oh, I don't feel comfortable when I'm wearing it. I don't like look a certain way. And then I'll be like, other people there are going to like look amazing. And like all this, I just feel super insecure. Mm. Like all of a sudden, all these insecurities just wash over me and I just feel like I don't want to go. And on top of the whole appearance side of things, it's also how am I going to interact with people? Mm-hmm. Like how, I don't know a lot of these people, like what are they going to think of me? And just all this like chatter in my head, mm-hmm. all that like talk that goes on, and it just gets to the point where layer upon layer, I'll just be like, I actually think I would rather just not go at all. Like that's what my head tells me. But today, I chose to actually just, like, I even messaged Ada. So I was meant to leave the house at 12:30 to have me here on time. And I think, when did I message you? Like, 11:45?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, around 12-ish, because it was before I jumped in the shower, because I was not going to have a shower and get ready. I was going to just, like, not even bother, because I decided, like, no, not going. Mm-hmm. And I messaged Anna and I'm like, and I was authentic about it. Like because I could have been like not feeling well or whatever, but I was not going to do that. Cause then like, what's the point? I'm just going to be real with Anna. And I just said, like, I'm just not feeling up for a social
event
today. Like I reckon I'm going to give it a miss. And then I don't know, like 5 minutes went past and I was like, I've got to go. So I just messaged back saying, like, scratch that, I'm getting ready now. And like, I'm glad I did come because we had so much fun. It was a great event. And it wasn't as scary as it occurred in my head.
No.
But like, you know, I normally would be like, no, I'm not going, and would not have messaged you the second message to say, I will be there.
Mm-hmm. What changed today?
That's a very good question. Today, well, it's... Well, we're doing this seminar at the moment that talks about, like, your inner dialogue and just how to interrupt it and make, like, it... I guess instead of it ruling you, you rule it. That's the best way I can explain it. In terms of normally, I would let all the talk up in my head dictate what I do and, you know, even how I'm being. Mm-hmm. But today I was like, you know what? Like, if I actually ask myself and I think about it, do I want to go? I did. Like, I was like, yeah, I want to go. Like, I think it'd be really fun. Like, we get to make flower crowns. Yeah. There's going to be, like, really fun things to do and catch up with friends. And so when I looked at it that way, I was like, yeah, of course I want to go. And then I just literally silenced everything else because my other thoughts were like, oh, but you've got to do this, you've got to do that, and you've only got today until you go back to work tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. And so I think that's what made it different is just listening to what do I actually want to do? And also, like I said, I was going and that was kind of bothering me, like that I would have to be like, not going now. And for what? Like, for what was I not going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was no legitimate reason. Yeah. It was just me listening to all of that rubbish.
So a little bit like feel the fear and do it anyway, but in a more positive, like,
acknowledge that that's there and just do it anyway. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
But you don't experience this. So what's it like for you in terms of like,
as in the source of me, of my yes, or what makes it easy like, for me?
Yeah. Do you, so you've never had the experience of like saying that you were going to go to something and then letting all this like insecure feelings or any kind of doubts about how it's going to go stop you from going?
Yeah. Okay. So if I actually rewind and like play it slowly, my thinking process is first, do I actually want to go? And since the event was to support Ali, it was always a yes for me. And then everything else is quite, it's just a given, like, of course I'm going to go. Even though, as you can see, I'm sounding very nasally. I was very close to backing out yesterday, letting Ali know, in, like, in advance because I didn't want to get people sick. And then I'm like, no. And then I was like, no, like, I committed to this. I know it will mean a lot to Ali. And so I stuffed myself with vitamin C, like, overnight. You should ask my mom how many oranges and mandarins I ate. And, like, took heaps of, like, vitamin C drinks, etc. And then this morning, it's just a blocked nose. Like, it wasn't, like, running anymore. Yeah. Like, and then, yeah, as we heard from Ali, like, she really appreciated us being there.
Yeah.
And that kind of just made it, you know, like, that's glad I didn't bail.
And for something bigger than yourself, because that's
always,
I totally agree. I was like, I could be really selfish and just not go because I didn't feel like it, or for all those other reasons.
Yeah.
Or I could actually think about what it would mean to somebody else. Yeah. And that's exactly right. Like,
yeah,
that's supporting.
And it helps because, like, it helps once you know your friend really well as well. Like, we know how Ali is with social events as well. So, yeah.
That's true. I forgot that. You
know
what I mean?
Like, so once we really know someone, I guess, it's so easy to just, like, choose whether, you know, you want to do something or not for them.
What about you, Bri? What's your experience of, like, does it happen? Is it always the same? Does it depend on the type of thing you're going to, like attending, or?
It depends on what I'm going to, why I want to go, and sometimes it just depends on the phase of my life too. So I might go through a phase where I'm like, I'm going to go to everything. Like, I'm going to make the most of every opportunity. And, you know, I'll go by myself to things and then I'll get there and I'll be like, oh, I really didn't think this through. I did that once.
You did.
Like, you felt really empowered to like, go by yourself.
I went by myself and everyone knew other people and then I knew nobody. And then I was sitting by myself for, I think, like, 2 hours. And I messaged Anna and I was like, Anna, help me. Nobody's here. I don't know anyone here. I'm sitting like listening to this music and I'm just like by myself. And I started to feel like more and more uncomfortable. And I was like, ooh, really didn't think this one through. But then really, I went. I did it. I wanted to go. I went. Didn't necessarily love it at the time. Hung around for a little bit just to give it a go and then decided, oh, you know what? I'm going to go home.
That's gold as well, where you still have a choice even though you're already in it.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just been disempowered and, like, just stay there and be woeful about it.
Yeah.
Or leave powerfully.
Yes.
Which you did, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it took me a bit to get to that decision. I was umming and ahhing. I'm going, oh, do I stay? Do I go? Do I stay? Do I go? Yeah, I think from the minute I got there, I was like that. So it probably took me 2 hours to actually make up my mind. But well, I've been here long enough. And then I found out that, like, some famous singer was going to be performing at this real low-key event. So I was like, oh, should I stay for this? And I was like, actually, I don't feel very empowered. So am I really going to enjoy it? Probably not. Let's just go home and make use of my time in other ways. So that's, I guess, an example where I did really...
You pushed through that. Good on you.
I don't know if I could take that on going to something that I don't know anyone. Because I always suss out, who am I going to know? Like, if it's got to be at least one person. I mean, that's a big deal too for some people. Like, that fear of, like, going to something and not knowing. But other people seem to embrace that opportunity and be so good with it and just be able to mingle and one of them.
Anna
at a big scale. I would go overseas by myself and go to conferences by myself.
Didn't you already do that?
Yeah.
So what's the headset, what dialogue is there in your head about that?
I'm excited about it because, number one, I have the freedom to go wherever I want and meet whoever I want. I guess when I'm with other people, and this isn't a bad thing or anything, but this is why I embrace going by myself. Like, it's just freedom. It's like, oh, cool, I can do things at my own pace. And I find myself more daring as well when I'm by myself, because I find myself very... If I went to an event with you guys, like today, we kind of stuck together, right? Unless if we made that commitment to actually, like, disperse out. So that's what I find myself doing. So when I am by myself, I am actually pushed with my fingers going, like,
quotation marks.
Because I actually have a choice whether I'm going to waste my time there and be by myself or meet these great people who are, I'm sure, are incredible people. So,
I think, I get really nervous about what I'll say.
That's me too.
Like, someone new might come up, might talk to me, and after the whole, like, oh, what do you do, like, brief surface-level chat, I think I get really,
self-conscious.
Nervous and, oh, I actually don't know what else to say because I don't know you. But this goes back to, like, there's been once that was different, actually, this year. It was a couple of months ago, and I was there with my partner, but he knew a lot of people, so he was off, and I kind of did feel almost like, okay, you're on your own here, April. You're going to have to, like, put on a brave face because he's going to go and, like, need to talk to some people, and I just have to make it work for myself. And there was a new girl there, new girl as in, like, I had never met her before, but she was a partner of one of my partner's friends, and so I'm like, okay, like, she might be in the same boat, like, I'll just suss that out and go and talk to her. And one thing that I noticed I did differently, and it was around the time that we were recording our earlier podcasts around finding out what is important to people, and I actually just, like, after the typical kind of getting to know you questions and that kind of a conversation, decided to just ask that question to someone I didn't even really know, and I would never do that before, but it just, like, opened up a whole new level of getting to know someone so much quicker. Like, normally you'd wait until you'd know someone a while before you ask, like,
what was the question you asked?
I asked, like, what's important to her and what hobbies does she have? Like, getting to actually know her as a person, not just... Because I hate that all the immediate, like, questions are around what do you do? Like,
or what school you go to. That's a very, like, typical. Have you not never been asked that? Like, it's such a thing. I don't know. Maybe when we were younger, not so much now. But it was always, what school did you go to? Because then you try to find common links of people that you might know or common experiences.
That's a really good point. You try to find common links.
I think that's actually I think it's a very Australian thing. I don't know that that's...
Yeah, maybe.
You try and find... I've never thought of it that way.
And do you think that's to try and feel more comfortable? Like, if you can relate to someone with something, you got something to talk about.
If they're relatable.
Because as soon as you find a common link, then you have a topic of conversation. So maybe, actually, most people are like, what am I going to say? So they ask questions so that they have something to talk about and then can kind of branch out from there without getting too personal too quickly. Maybe. So I think it's a bit of a balance between surface-level questions and then deeper-level questions, because people are a bit too afraid to delve really deep.
Right.
In going back to what other people think of them. So it's all about self-confidence and self-esteem, I guess.
You're so right about worrying about, like, the concern around what other people think. That, for me, is right up there. A lot of the time in new situations, I'll be like, do I sound like an idiot? Mm. Like, did I just, like, you know, say the wrong thing? And it's really, like, that is always there.
Yeah.
And it'll depend on where I'm at as to how I'll actually respond to that, whether I'll listen to it and have that impact the way I'm being with that person and then kind of go all, like, introverted and kind of feel really uncomfortable on the inside and then kind of not talk. Like, I did it today. You guys were talking to those two girls and there's I'm just sitting in this corner like, well, I just look like a freaking loser over here with my donut. And I just totally let that voice be like, don't enter the conversation. Like, I could have easily entered that conversation, but the voice was like, no, it's too late. There's a conversation that, like, the introductions have happened. You missed that. No, like, you now just sit here like an awkward little Andrea. Like, I don't know. It was weird, but it was an experience just, today, actually.
I think it's really interesting how that comes off to other people, though. So whilst you're being concerned about how you look to other people or you're scared about what other people might think of you, we tend to get really closed off. And when we get really closed off, people think that we think we're too good to, like, be in a conversation. Mm. We're removing ourselves. So then we're actually almost preforming judgments of ourselves, like, by what we're putting up off, by our vibes, when we've retracted into ourselves and we've got too much into our head and what we're thinking about. So I think, like, I don't know. You guys have got to kind of enter the conversation anyway.
I think it's also dangerous territory that I spent too long in is trying to work out what other people will think. Because like you said, that could come across that way.
Mm.
I wouldn't have thought of it that way. Because now when you said that, I'm like, oh my God, is that how I look? Is that how But then I remind myself, like, you just don't know what other people think, though. Like, yeah.
You can't.
Either way.
No. You can't predict or, you just can't put your own judgment onto other people, what they will think of you.
And you've just got to choose, I guess, how you want to experience life. Like, that's ultimately what it comes down to. Do you want to be a bench warmer and sit and watch everybody else play? Or, like, do you want to be bench in warmer. There? Like, that's ultimately, like, that's what it comes down to for me when it's clear. Sometimes it's not because I let those voices cloud everything and I feel like I don't have a choice. I feel like, well, this isn't my fault, like, victim over here. You know, like, that can come across in some situations, but then there are other times where it can be like, actually, no, you're choosing this experience with what you are doing or what you're not doing. And it's hard. Like, it sometimes takes everything, especially in situations where you're feeling, like, unsure about yourself and whatever. But, yeah,
you know what I just, choice. While we're talking here, you know how you say that, well, you're surprised I don't get those thoughts. I just paused and rewound and really asked myself, do I get those thoughts? The answer is yes. So today we met two bodybuilders, right? And then you already initiated a conversation with them, Brie. And then I was like you. I was like, oh, they're already in, like, conversation. And should I sit down next to them and, like, ask them, like, because I was scared of asking, oh, what do you guys do? Like, because they were talking already about their lifestyle. And I guess the difference, what is it? The real difference happens in action. So I could have decided not to sit down and ask that question because I was going to interrupt you guys. However, from that question, they were generous enough to, you know, to say what they do again. And then they opened up the whole world of, like, bodybuilders to me. Like, for me, like, I would never have guessed that they were bodybuilders, right? And even when I meet new people, I always want to learn something new. That's, like, my intention behind every question. And so questions just pop up for me. I'm like, oh, so, like, do you do it professionally? And then they started talking about, you know, how they don't feel like it's work. They actually love what they do. So it makes me appreciate them as well, like, what they do. Because I guess we can...
understanding.
Yeah. Because we can get stuck in stereotypes and what bodybuilders are supposed to look like Arnie. But
they were concerned about the perception of bodybuilders. Oh, yeah, really? They were. They were like, it's not what people think.
Yeah. And it's really about their soul is what I got. It's like, they were lovely ladies.
Yeah.
They were just really, like, determined and disciplined.
Mm.
That's the word. They were very disciplined, which I need more in my life.
Actually, yeah, I missed an opportunity to ask some questions. That's something I'm recently fighting with is the discipline.
Oh.
And I've just realised by holding myself back from entering a conversation, missed out an opportunity to learn.
Discipline all round or more in the gym?
More in, like, health and fitness and not eating 5 Krispy Kreme donuts.
That's what I... Yeah. Because they sat there just eating, like, a breadstick. And to them, they were happy with that. They weren't, like, missing out on anything. That's what I was in awe about. I'm like, whoa, I would love that superpower.
There was me grazing all... the whole event.
You were on the, like, the cheese, the grazing board. I went to the dessert.
Yeah.
I tucked away around there. yeah, but I think you've just opened up something in terms of, like, action-wise.
Okay.
Because you've just given a really good suggestion that people could use, that I'm going to use.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, I would probably, I don't know, maybe not have a question come to mind, but you said you ask questions. Like, people love talking about themselves generally. Not in a mean, like, I don't mean that as in people are up themselves.
I was genuinely curious.
Yeah. And
for what they...
And what I mean, though, is, like, the people answering your questions. Mm. Like, generally, people know who they are and they can share. Like, if you've got a question about them, then they know the answer. It's not really something people have to think much about, and people generally like sharing. I mean, there are some people that you might get some closed off questions to, but I guess you just work it out as you go, like you were saying, in action. You just kind of work out how it's going at the time with new people. But questions, like asking questions, and not just surface level questions, maybe trying to actually find out about who that person really is.
Yeah.
Because how often do you meet someone and later you become friends with them, and the person you met that first meeting is not who they really are.
Yeah.
Like, you get to know who they really are because there's trust, and then people let their guard down because they get more comfortable. But it's like, often, more often than not, you don't meet the real, like, version.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all walk around, like, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Presenting ourselves in a way we want others to know us, but how ridiculous in a way, because often your friends love you for who you really are, not someone that you pretend to be just to kind of look good. Or
how often do you hear people say, like, I thought you were someone totally different when I met you, like, I didn't like you when I first met you. not every time and not everyone, but it's true. Like, I think when we get a little bit too closed off and we just share little bits of us because we're scared about what others think, we're not portraying our true, authentic selves.
Mm.
And that's almost robbing ourselves and robbing others of our what we have to share with the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I've also found, like, when you share, like, things that you're interested in, all of a sudden other people are like, oh, I know someone that, and it creates a connection to, well, not even necessarily that they know someone else, but, like, you know, just sharing something you're passionate about can ignite a whole new conversation and a whole new connection with somebody that you just meet. Like, they might share that, or they might know someone, or I don't know. It's really interesting when you actually do open up and share something a bit more personal than you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess there's lots of fear around that, maybe.
Mm.
Okay. Well,
so what's the action for this podcast, as you said?
I think maybe, would it be too extreme?
I like extreme, go.
To have, strike up a conversation with a stranger?
Yep.
Is that, like, that's pretty bold.
Maybe.
And I'm even like, can you do that in real life?
Yeah.
Maybe adding on to that is to reserving our own self-judgment in that conversation.
Mm. Yes.
Because I know,
like, allowing you to speak, not that talk.
And I know sometimes when I'll strike up a conversation, even with, let's say, like, someone who's made my lunch, for instance, like, I'll just make small talk and be like, why did you say that? That was so silly.
And but you think, nobody's thinking, like, a weirdo.
Yeah.
Or they're going to think I'm weird. But let's just let's maybe just put that aside. Because maybe that's not. That. Like, maybe you're thinking, oh, I sound like a weirdo, or this person's going to think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they could actually be left with, wow, someone acknowledged me, or someone actually, like, saw me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love this action.
Yeah.
And don't stop at one person. Yeah. If you're feeling the momentum, interact with one person a day.
And I think the biggest thing that I'm just getting is that we're all so afraid of each other.
Yeah.
I'm so scared of people. Like, that's just opened up. Like, ultimately, it's a fear of people. Either, like, what they'll think, what they'll do. Like, it's just it comes back to a fear.
Yep.
Mm. And limiting yourself from the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right, I'm going to take this on.
Cool. Oh, my God.
Brie, are you going to take it on?
Yes.
Yes! Okay. I'm so excited.
Can I add one last thing? So either a stranger, ultimately.
Definitely or a stranger.
Someone that you don't really know. So maybe an acquaintance that you know. Like, for example, someone at your workplace that you see, like, quite often, but you have no idea who they are.
Yep, cool.
Like, you only know them because you, like, say hello to them.
So you actually don't know.
So that could be a stepping stone.
Okay.
So it could be someone that you just don't actually know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or a complete stranger.
Yeah, and a tip here is the type of question.
Yeah.
That you're going to ask. So don't ask the normal, the familiar questions. Mm. But, yeah, and get creative with it, you know. I'm not going to tell you what to ask, but just get creative with it.
And you could also acknowledge what you're doing. Like, oh, I've just realised I don't really talk to people.
That's a good way to...
Or, you know, I don't often allow myself to... I don't know. Sometimes that helps. It's just acknowledging what's there for you. That's if there's that concern. All right. I'm excited.
Yes. Thanks, Brie, for joining us today. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
We should do this again.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
See you guys. We love you.
Goodbye.
See you later.